Saturday, April 19th. Dear Nikki, OMG. Yesterday, I thought I was going to explode with excitement. You will never believe what actually happened. No, I didn't go to the mall and buy you a new wardrobe to replace the tacky clothing you purchased on clearance at Rite Aid. Don't lie to me, Nikki. I swear, I saw your jeans right next to the adult diapers display when I stopped by there to pick up more lip gloss. Okay, so remember that advice letter I wrote and sent to massively cruddy friend? Well, Nikki, guess what I saw taped to your locker right before biology class? And guess who it was from? OMG! Brandon just left a letter for Nikki? How sweet and romantic! Okay, I'll admit that it makes me a little irritated, really furious, that Brandon seems to adore you so much. But can you blame me? He's supposed to be my boyfriend. And yes, I was totally devastated when I saw Brandon kiss you at that charity event. But then, I had an epiphany and totally understood why he did it. Brandon is a kind, caring, and compassionate person, which is probably why he totally ignores me and instead hangs out with all of those pesky, flea-infested little furballs at Fuzzy Friends every day after school. He's also very cool, super cute, and extremely mature for his age. Like, how many guys would literally force themselves to kiss a donkey face like yours in order to save the needy children of the world? Then I heard the nasty rumor that Brandon kissed you on a dare just to get a queasy, cheesy pizza. So, Nikki, I hope you understand that his kiss actually meant nothing at all. Brandon and I were made for each other. He just doesn't know it yet. And even though you don't deserve it, I do plan to invite you to our wedding when we get married in 10 years. Brandon and I would be very honored if you'd agree to be a special guest and participate in our ceremony. OMG! It's going to be so romantic when we release 100 doves as a symbol of our love soaring to new heights in the infinite sky. And Nikki, we'll need you up front with us on our special day to clean up all of that nasty bird poop. Yes, Nikki, on my wedding day, I will finally get even with you for making me scrub those filthy showers in detention. They were the longest 3 days of my entire life. Seriously, that place was an icky, mildew, and bug-infested nightmare. There were more species of insects in there than in the Amazon rainforest. I pulled enough hair out of the drains to start my own weave business. And I almost puked when I found a hairball the size of a chubby rat. Sorry to break the news to you, Nikki, but Mackenzie Hollister does not clean. Please don't be jealous, but I've had a maid cleaning up after me since I was 3 months old. I thought all I had to do was spray stuff with that foamy cleaner. And then all of those smiling, scrubbing bubbles thingies from the commercial would show up and do all the nasty grunt work. But that didn't happen. I was so confused. So, of course, I spent like 2 hours crying into my mop bucket before my evil gym teacher came in and yelled at me. And when I explained that the scrubbing bubbles thingies never showed up to help me clean, she said I was talking crazy and sent me down to the nurse's office for possible overexposure to toxic fumes. Even now, I can still smell the faint stench of ammonia, mildew, and lemony fresh scent on my hands. And it's all your fault, Nikki. So after seeing that letter Brandon left on your locker, I did what any poor girl would do who was suffering from a very severe case of post-attention stress syndrome. Stealing your letter due to post-attention stress syndrome. Too bad Nikki won't get to read it. Anyway, while we were in class listening to our bio teacher ramble on and on about, actually, I don't have the slightest idea what that stupid teacher was rambling about. I didn't hear a single word she said because I was totally distracted reading the letter Brandon wrote to you. OMG, it was so disgustingly sweet, sincere, and apologetic. I almost threw up the tofu burger I'd eaten for lunch. It was very difficult for me to sit in class and watch you and Brandon act like two lovesick little lovebirds. He stared at you the entire time, wondering if you'd read his letter. But of course, you just totally ignored him like he was a huge wad of gum someone had chewed and then stuck under your desk. OMG, the entire situation made me so angry and frustrated that I wanted to scream! But of course I couldn't, because then I would have gotten another detention, and Principal Winston would have forced me to clean those nasty showers again. Excuse me, but I'm still suffering from a very severe case of post-detention stress syndrome from my last detention, which was all your fault. Anyway, Nikki, the good news is that everything worked out just as I had planned. Yay me! Brandon was so desperate to make up with you that he followed every last detail of my Miss Know-It-All advice letter. And because you never got the letter he left for you on your locker, he patiently waited for you at the cupcakery for 2 hours. And you never showed up. When Brandon finally gave up and left, he looked absolutely miserable. I felt so sorry for the poor guy. It was quite obvious he was devastated. Probably because my Miss Know-It-All advice letter stated that if his friend, you, didn't bother to show up at the cupcakery after getting his letter, it meant... 1, she was so over him. Or 2, she never really cared about him to begin with. Yes, I know. You never got his letter. Oops, my bad. Sorry, I'm not sorry. But don't worry, Nikki. The hurt and anger he's feeling right now won't last forever. And maybe one day he'll forgive you for ripping out his heart, tossing it in the dirt, and then stomping all over it with your dorky pink high-top sneakers. Toodles, Mackenzie. My Miss Know-It-All meanest letter of the day.
Dear Miss Know-It-All, could a popular boy ever fall for a nerdy girl? I have a huge crush on a boy in my chemistry class, but we hang in different circles. His friends are jocks and cheerleaders, and my friends and I are in the chess club. He's actually really nice and shares some of my interests, but when his friends are around, things just get awkward. They bully me and try to convince him I'm a loser. Although he stands up for me, I'm just afraid one day he'll believe them. Yesterday, he asked me if I wanted to study with him at the library, and I almost died. I think he likes me okay as a friend, but it makes me wonder if he likes me. I really want to believe it's true, but my friends are skeptical. They say popular boys never date outside their clique. Are they right? Or do you think I have a chance? Geek Girl. Dear Geek Girl, are you kidding me? Wake up and smell the caramel macchiato.
He's not interested in you, Boo Boo. You need to get your head out of your Lord of the Rings book and learn that reality and fantasy are two different things. Love is not blind, and popular kids and nerds do not mix. If they got along, we wouldn't need cliques. Can you imagine how horrible the world would be without them? Who would I make fun of? Anyway, your friends are right to burst your bubble. Boys think you're gross. As for your library date with your crush, he's just studying with you to improve his grades. Let me speak in nerdese so you can understand. You're getting played like a pawn in chess. Hashtag checkmate. Sorry, but there's no romance in your future. If you're so smart, why couldn't you figure it out on your own? I have better things to do than waste time on these stupid letters. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to get a manicure. Toodles! Miss Know-It-All.